doing, everyone? I'll be Weisfogel, coming to you with today's happiest dentist tip. And the tip for today is actually a little different than most. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of having a root canal done on me. So I always used to say, man, I was always the best dentist right after I had dental work done. I was very empathetic and felt with the patients. And so this morning, I wake up and throbbing like crazy, but you know, I know it's going to get better. And I walk into Starbucks, and the entire conversation is people talking about their experiences with dentists, and none of them were good. And down from the way the injections are done, to the pain afterwards, to whether this looks right, feels right. And I couldn't be happier that this is not something that I do anymore. This is something I don't do anymore. The world of sleep has given me this amazing luxury of not having to do full-time general dentistry anymore. I spoke to a good friend, someone who I've known for a while, someone who was a general dentist, who is, by the way, the life of the party. This guy just loves life, except for Sunday nights, when it would be that day, and he knew he had a full week of patients, and all of a sudden you'd see his mood change. He's changed. He sold his practice, and he now works one day a week. One day a week. Any guesses on to how much he's bringing in on that one day a week, which is either 4 or 5 days a month? And so, by the way, it does structure out as to whether he makes more or less that month, depending on whether there are 4 or 5 days that he works that month. But his average net for that one day, seeing a total of 5 patients, $19,000 net, seeing 5 patients. So that's 5 new patients. He still has to do the delivery of some old cases, adjustments on some cases. But this is living life. So here's the question. How would you guys do, or what would you do if that was your life? What would you do to make that your life? We talk about these stories all the time, and the questions are always, I don't know if that's real. I don't know if I could do it. This is a guy who puts forth a decent amount of effort. He works on his business 4 to 6 hours a week, you know, creating the relationships that create these patients, essentially. And I say create these patients because it's not just a referral. It's a creation of a patient who didn't know that they had sleep apnea or sleep issues at all, screen them properly. So foster that patient in that the patient was screened for sleep, had mild to moderate sleep apnea, and then came to his office for an oral appliance. And this isn't a patient that was just sent to his office. This was him creating these patients. This is the type of stuff that we teach. So I'm going to pose the question to you. How does that sound? Work one day a week, making essentially 20 grand every time you decide to work that one day. 5 patients a day. Sounds like a pretty neat life to me. So $20,000 a week, working one day a week, you know, drum roll, doing that math, that's $1 million net, working one day a week. Are you netting $1 million, and are you working one day a week? My guess is the answer is no. And I say this with all sincerity, you can do this. This is not hard to do. This just takes the know-how. So we would love to see you and teach you how to do this. Come see us at a preview course soon. Avi Weisfogel.